into Free Voices every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We broadcast on the top of Burnaby Mountain on a frequency of 90.1 megahertz on your FM dial. We are on the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Kwikwetlem, Stolo, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Katsi, and other First Nations peoples. And we are super thankful, as always, to have this spot to broadcast. We're going to start things off with a quick piece of music from a Montreal producer, a little bit of holiday music, Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy by Tchaikovsky, but interpreted by Montreal artist Anomaly, and we'll begin our program shortly. Anomaly from Montreal. Really cool stuff. And we were just talking off mic, as the best conversations happen. And Faima asked me, are you the one playing it? I'm like, oh, I wish. However, you can actually get the sheet music for that album available. So people who are aspiring to play some Montreal hip-hop influenced jazzy covers of excellent holiday tunes there. Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies by Tchaikovsky. And this is, of course, Free Voices every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. and the Odyssey of Positivity. And joining me in the studio today, we have regular guest and co-host Fahima. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It's so wonderful to be at the studio with you and the rest of respected listeners across the country and also outside of the country. Many countries are listening to this program.
Mm-hmm. It truly is a worldwide broadcast.
Yes.
And of course, also, who just finished up her show a little while ago, Charlotte, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. And this is the third time I've been joining the show. I just have to say I love talking to both of you guys and being educated a lot. So thank you.
It is. It's an enlightening program. And speaking of program, what is the theme for today's program?
The theme for today is about humanity. Basically, it's not the first time that I chose this one, because I thought it's very appropriate to be reminded again as a nationwide about the humanity. Because we carry on, we are witness of the wars in the Middle East, Ukraine, Russia, and I personally thinking, you know, how much more we have to witness this crisis, and it has no winning. Nobody can win, really, these circumstances. Humanity, meaning is the human race, which includes everyone on this Mother Earth. And the reason I chose the humanity, because I found is the dosage, is the pills for the soul to practice the humanity, and it is necessary for us just to practice that one humanity till we can be on the right path. Human being is born to live, to love, to create, to manifest, to build, to give a try the best of themselves to the field and the world. And when we practice the humanity, basically the rights and the justice, automatically it would take a place. It was about 80 or 90 years, roughly. I don't know exactly. We till present, we are witnessing and reading or hearing the movie or the book about the Hitler time. And if we don't care, if we don't pay attention, those crises, those dark times will be repeated again without even wanting it, even without we don't want it to have it. Actually, my flag is the harmony. My flag is the diversity. My flag is the humanity. My flag gives the services to the world. My flag is to care. My flag is humanitarian and compassionate. And I want the peace for the whole world, not only for one country. Because after all, giving the best of yourself to the neighborhood and to the community, you already create positive energy that lead us to become successful. And I wish the peace for the whole world.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's tough to put into words sometimes how far we have come in adapting our humanity to the modern world. We still have a long way to go.
Absolutely.
But like all positive things, it's something that we can work on over time and something that we can continually improve on.
Yes.
Because we are all connected.
Definitely.
And we are all one people. And we may be separated by society and culture.
Yes.
But we do share, like, the one of the definitions of humanity is these shared characteristics that we have.
Yes.
And finding ways to connect with each other and recognize similarities more mm-hmm. so than differences,
mm-hmm.
I think is a good starting step, because it's very easy to, especially these days with social media and a lot of just regular media in general, get sucked into the pattern of, oh, someone else is over there, they're doing something different,
mm-hmm.
they believe things a different way, they eat things that are different than I do, they speak differently than I do, and it's I hesitate to say it, but it does feel somewhat by design
mm-hmm.
to try and keep people apart.
Yes.
And I think it's our job, especially in independent media and especially as a community organization, to fight against that
mm-hmm.
and to invite people in and to hear their opinions, and also to recognize that we start from a place of difference, but I think we can end up at a place of similarity.
Exactly.
Yeah. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I definitely agree with what you said, as I also slightly changed my show's direction to cross-cultural communication. It's really to build the bridge between different culture, especially, I would say, East and West. But within each part, each land, they are very different. We have small countries, small groups, organizations, and communities. And how we get to know each other more to break the barrier is so important. But I would say we're very lucky in Vancouver. This place has so many different diverse communities. People from different kind of countries really helped me to understand that the amazing part of what other people have brought from their background, and also the part that's unfortunate that happened to other people. And on one hand, helped me to understand how lucky I am to appreciate in my life, but on the other hand, to be more empathetic and get united to care about this topic. So I really appreciate this show to bring these voices together.
Absolutely. And I think we will have another piece of music to carry us through.
Sounds great.
And we'll
yes.
listen to a hammered dulcimer version of Carol of the Bells.
Lovely.
The staff and volunteers at CJSF wish you a safe and happy holiday season.
Give a gift and change a life with Giving Machines. This holiday season, from December 6th through 29th at Sawasin Mills, you can help those in need with a touch of your finger. Warm meals, winter clothing, and even livestock are available as gifts at the Giving Machine, with 100% of donations going directly to our sponsored charities. Simply tap, donate, and light the world. For more information, visit www.givingmachinevancouverbc.ca.
And we are back here at CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Free Voices, and we are so, so thankful to everyone who has helped out and helped us recognize our humanity as well. Maybe just a few more thoughts, and then we'll play a piece of music, and we'll get our friends on the line, as it
yes.
were. You know, we do have there. We have some regular guests that come onto this program. Maybe just a little update for some people, because we do have listeners across the province. For those of you who don't know, we BC and also Washington State had a significant amount of rainfall over the past 24 hours.
Wow.
And so definitely would encourage people to please check in with Drive BC for highway closures, as well as the Fraser Valley Regional District website. Some major highways that are still closed as of this afternoon: Highway 1 from Highway 9 to Hope is closed to eastbound traffic. The Coquihalla Highway, Highway 5, closed between Hope and Merritt due to flooding. Highway 11 to the Sumas border is closed to commercial traffic. Highway 3 from Hope to Princeton is closed to debris on the highway. Highway 8 is closed except for local traffic. Highway 7, 1, and 99 have partially reopened. And definitely make sure to check out the BC River Forecast Center if you do live close to any large bodies of water. It was a significant amount of water, and it made me think of the rains that happened about 4 years ago, similar time period in the year. And especially during these times, we want to remember that people are the most important thing.
Yes.
You can always rebuild a house or a bridge or a farm. You cannot rebuild a life. So it's important for us to keep humanity at the forefront during these times. And of course, make sure you listen to local radio and check out online for any further information from the province or also from Washington State. I think we'll do one more piece of music while we get, hopefully get our friend Wegedesk on here. We'll go back to Anomaly for a moment, and we'll play a bit more from this holiday music from Montreal.
Beautiful.
And we'll be right back.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very cool stuff from Anomalia. And on the line, we have our dear friend, Wegadesk. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing awesome, Eagle Nation. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for being here. And we would definitely love to have you take us through some deep breaths.
Let's do it, y'all. Those deep breaths are magic. Let's get ready for them by relaxing our belly, relax our shoulders, our jaw, our fingertips. Even your mustache, relax that if you got one. And as we breathe in through our nose, let's take in all the easy, grateful, loving, kind emotions that this world and universe has for us. And as we exhale, that's where you just let everything go. So let's get three of those into us. In 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. Yeah, nice, man. Let's go for 2 more of those. Awesome. And the third one all the way in. And I want you guys to let everything go on this last exhale. Yeah. That's
much better.
Wow.
Excellent. Well, our theme today, my friend, is on humanity. And we would be overjoyed to hear your words on that topic.
Absolutely, y'all. This story about humanity comes from book called Return of the Bird Tribe. And as the story goes, this is an ancient First Nation story, and two men are walking in an open field, and this beautiful woman dressed in the most beautiful white robe is walking by them, and the one man says, "Oh wow, look at you, I'd like to take you for a ride," and instantly he's turned to dust. And the other guy looks at her and says, "You're the white buffalo calf woman. You're the one that our ancestors have been telling us about." So he brings her to the elder, and she says to him, "In the future, our people will get lost. And so this is a prayer that we must say to keep ourselves focused on the right things." And this goes for all of humanity. So as the prayer goes, first we say, "Thank you, Mother Earth, for everything that you give us, our homes and our bodies. Thank you for the water that gives us the, quenches our thirst and brings softness and gentleness to the hard earth world. Thank you to the sky for the fresh air and the space and freedom to move. Thank you for letting the sun through. And thank you, sun, for your power and your love and bringing vision into this world. Thank you to the brothers and sisters who are here, the ones that swim in the sea, the ones that walk on the land, and the ones that fly in the sky. And thank you to our ancestors and our future generations. And finally, thank you to the Great Spirit, and thank you to everything and everyone on this earth. We are all humanity, including the insects and the birds. All of us are under this beautiful umbrella where we can relate and have similarities. And I really encourage everybody listening to, let's focus on our similarities, because that just opens up communications. It opens up a smile instead of our differences. So that's all I got to say about that, y'all.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
As always, just so enlightening. Thank you. We really appreciate your words on that topic, as always, my friend.
Absolutely. And thank you, Eagle Nation, for spreading the good love. And good luck to Chief out there flying high. Woo-hoo!
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Wow. Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you so
much. It'll be great to have him back. We'll have to ask him all sorts of stuff about that.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Awesome, y'all. Well, thanks a lot, and bye for now. Tune in next week.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you very much.
Bye. Thank you.
That was Wegadesk, a member of the Mi'kmaq Nation, a champion high diver, as well as someone very interested in humanity and the progression of spirituality and the furthering of connectivity across the world. It's always nice to hear his perspective of things, because he has experienced, worldwide recognition.
Yes.
But he always makes an attempt to connect with us on an individual level. That's what I've noticed, and I really appreciate
that.
Very
much indeed, yes.
Yeah. I think we may want to put on a little bit of music. I saw this cool thing. It looks like some Persian jazz.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we might put that on from Hayadeh. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Going back in time. Have you heard some music from her before?
Yes. Yes. Actually, she's very popular. And the way she's singing, her voice is like a nightingale and very powerful and beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Singer. Beautiful.
We have this mix here that just came out a few days ago from We Are Jazz. It is a mix of Persian jazz, so it takes tracks like Gole Sangam by Hayadeh and then mixes it with modern production. So let's tune into that, and
absolutely,
we'll be right back here.
Wonderful.
On Free Voices. Free Voices. We will keep our program moving. That was a kind of a lo-fi guitar jazz version of Hayadeh's song, Gole Sangam. Very interesting stuff. And I was just looking up the etymology of the word humanity. It comes from the Latin humanitas, and that refers to the human nature, but also kindness and civilization. And it corresponded with the Greek idea of what we call philanthropy or philanthropia. And that is a love of what makes us human.
Yes.
Because humanity as a thing, as a concept, is quite different from nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the ability to have emotions and to reason and to think and also to create. Those are aspects that are unique in this existence, and it is corresponding not just with what makes us human, but also kind of a refinement as well, an appreciation mm-hmm. of that distillation of concept kind of thing. And also in the Italian Renaissance in kind of the 14th century, there is this worldview of humanism, and it also comes out in the 19th century as well, too, in the Romantic kind of time period. Mm. And the studies of the humanities, which included literature, grammar, history, poetry, morality, philosophy, absolutely. Stuff that goes beyond just what would have been the arts and the sciences
yes.
at that time. And it had an element of spirituality in it as well too. It wasn't just the thought of being of the philosophy of morality. It was kind of yes. an embodiment of morality
exactly.
too.
Yes.
And nowadays we often have whole departments mm-hmm. in universities dedicated mm-hmm. to the humanities
yes.
department. So
yes.
things like language studies and literature mm-hmm. and social studies and philosophy. And it's interesting, there's overlap between arts and sciences in the humanities.
Yes.
There are some things that are measurable, but then mm-hmm. there are some things that have to be discussed at length before you start understanding, you know, the topic of humanities.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very cool. I enjoy going into the how a word forms and the background of a word. I think that's super cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. We have our next guest coming up here on the line. So again, we will play one more piece of music. And I used to be, there we are, some live typing for you. And I just want to see, man, I used to be Brother Song. We'll take a moment and we'll play a quick PSA here on CJSF, and we'll get our next piece of music ready for you. So stay tuned. Do not adjust that
now
set.
Now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
That I wouldn't do, I did them. Secrets below the surface, the truth I hit them. As mankind has passed, the can he erase? The tears of a million years, this human race of animals that talk and walk upright. The slave OD and fall into trance at night. Growing the planet, trying to find missing links like the men we used to be. And are we supposed to think? Mysteries, maybe not. It's getting hot, we better configure the plot. But I hold a pen with the grip so tight that I squeeze the ink down to the page and write a song for the people. Came up from the underground, now I ride above on a hovercraft. A sound, this microphone like an amphetamine, keeping me clean, speaking in dreams so nature can intervene. This whole scene,
I tried it.